I couldn't take any more. I was fresh out of hope, racked with despair at the end of my rope, looking with longing out at the window ledge. I was gonna do myself in, but before I got done, left on that club dirt vacation for one, I thought the suicide hotline might bring me back from the edge. So with trembling hands I dialed the number, clutching the phone. My life was in the balance, but now I would not be alone. Hello, due to recent budget cuts, your call is being transferred to the new combined voicemail system of the Suicide Prevention Hotline and the New York Public Library. If you're calling to inquire about a book and you know the title of the book, press 1. If you don't know the title but you do know the name of the author, press 2. If you know the date and place of publication, and either the title or the name of the author, press 3. If you've already taken poison, press 4. If you've already taken poison, and you know the name of the poison you've taken, enter the first 3 letters of the name followed by the pound sign. The pound sign is located directly below the 9 on all touch-tone phones. If you've already taken poison and you're calling from a rotary phone, please be sure to return all outstanding library books as soon as possible. If you're a potential leaper but are still inside the building, press star 1. If you're outside the building on the ledge, press star 2. If you've already jumped and you're speaking from a cellular phone and you're above the 11th floor, press star 43 followed by the pound sign. If you're below the 11th floor, you may omit the pound sign. If you're contemplating suicide but are uncertain as to method, please stay on the line for more options. If you're contemplating suicide and would like to leave a note but don't know how to read or write, the library's adult literacy program meets 3:30 Tuesdays at City Hall. Just go to the lobby and follow the instructions on the sign. If you're contemplating suicide over a former lover, press star 7. If you're just a little lonesome, dial 1-900-HOT-BODS and ask for Whirly. If you're contemplating suicide and you're Florida's new good-for-nothing governor, go for it, dude! To repeat this menu of options, press any key or hit the phone against your head hard. Your call is important to us. Please stay on the line and your call will be answered in the order it was received. This is the last announcement you will hear. Now playing at Theater 2, Flipper, starring Flipper. Showtimes are 12, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 2, 4, 6, and 8:45. That was it. I had it. This was the worst. I went back to the window, but there were people there first, so I stood on line to wait for my turn to come up. Yeah, it was moving okay, except there was nowhere to whiz. And then some yokel from Utah asking, Is this for Les Mis? Yup. So I inched my way along the ledge till I was next in line, when out of nowhere came a traffic geek and he pointed to a sign. Restricted suicide zone, jumping by permit only, 8:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. All unauthorized bodies will be towed at owner's expense. I give up, it's impossible. Don't even try, guess I'll just have to move to New Jersey to die. Only thing there is, how would you know when you're dead? Guess I'm gonna die when I die, nothing else I can do. But as for burning in hell after what I've been through, yo, burn this, I could do hell in a walk. Well, it may not be as hot, but it's harder than hell in New York.